Downtown Underground, this is CKUW 95.
Generous support to CQW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
You're tuned in to Campus and Community Radio with CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words.
Words.
Good morning, I'm Susan Hubert, and this is Bookworm on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, the show where I talk mainly about books that I have reviewed, I interview authors, and sometimes just talk about the books. But either way, this is a chance for you to find out more about what's available in the book world.
Good morning and welcome to the show for Tuesday, January 27th, 2026, I mean. A little bit behind time here, but I hope you're having a good day so far. In case you're interested, today's Mozart's birthday, so you might hear a lot of Mozart music going on the radio. And I have what I hope will be a good show for you today. I did an interview yesterday with an author and playwright, so I'll be playing that a little bit later. And also be playing some music by Mozart, so I hope you'll enjoy the show, and so stay tuned, and I'll get things going here. So, actually, maybe I'll start with a little bit of music so that we can start our day of write with Mozart. So this is part of Eine kleine Nachtmusik. And I hope you'll enjoy it. Just a moment, I'm a little bit... I got here somewhat late, but we'll just get this going here. So enjoy.
Thank you.
So welcome back. That was a little bit of Eine kleine Nachtmusik, or that was actually the clarinet concerto in A major, and that was by Mozart, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, whose birthday is today. So I hope you'll stay tuned for more Mozart a little bit later, but for a little bit of news now, in local news, according to the CBC, protesters have left Thunderbird House as renovations have moved from outside to inside. There's been an occupation for months of the Circle of Life Thunderbird House on Main Street, but it's coming to an end as renovation work is scheduled to move inside the building. Protesters began leaving the site yesterday after the Thunderbird House board said that crews needed to complete interior repairs. And that's coming after work to stabilize and repair the roof that began, the work began in the fall. So the occupation began last March, but it seems to be coming to an end. So that's local news. And then in international news, so according to the CBC, India and the EU have announced a major trade deal. So after almost two decades of on and off talks, both sides have agreed on a deal that will allow free trade of goods between the bloc of 27 European states and India, which is the world's most populous country. And together they make up 25% of the global gross domestic product and have a market of 2 billion people. So this will involve a number of large tariff cuts across, including a range of goods and services and a joint security partnership. So that's, it was announced, on Tuesday, today, and that came as a result, or partly as a result, of the troubles with the United States and Donald Trump's government. The formal signing will likely take place later this year, but the agreement has been reached and approved by European Parliament and member states. So that's the international news. And then in weather, according to the weather from the Winnipeg Richardson International Airport, today it's minus 26 degrees, and the forecast is minus 18 and mainly sunny. Then overnight, minus 26 degrees with a few clouds. Then for tomorrow, Wednesday, January 28th, minus 18 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud. Then overnight, minus 25 degrees and clear. Then for Thursday, January 29th, minus 22 degrees and sunny. Then overnight, minus 27 degrees and clear. And so that's the weather. Now it's time for CQW's event guide. From concert and club listings to community announcements, we help you keep in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. So, so I've mentioned before the 2026 Stars on Ice Tour, which is set to celebrate Canadian Olympic figure skating at Canada Life Centre on May 6th. And it's led by Elvis Stoico for a tour directed by Kurt Browning. Tickets have been on sale for a while, but you can probably still get them at ticketmaster.ca. And then there's a community 204 walks as well. So join them every Friday at 5:30, meet at 605 Main Street. Items needed are water bottles, snacks, and sandwiches. So those are a few of the events listed in the guide. If you'd like to have your event listed as well, please drop by CQW, email us at cqw.uwinnipeg.ca, or call 204-786-9782. So now, as I mentioned, I have an interview, and this was with Scott Moyer, who is he's a writer and producer, a writer of books and also plays, a playwright. So he has a play coming up quite soon at the end of February. And so this is an interview that we had yesterday about that. So I hope you'll enjoy it. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of trouble with that again, so it's not going very well today, but I'll see if I can get that going, and in the meantime, I'll let you know about, this is a book, play called, well, it's about the legend of, or the story of, if any of you have read the book by George Bernard Shaw about someone who, Pygmalion, and the story of his, how he fell in love with a statue, it's basically that story as well, although with some variations. And so I'll just see if I can get this going. And in the meantime, I'll play a little bit more of Mozart. So I hope you'll enjoy this.
Thank you.
So welcome back. I still can't seem to get the interview up here, but I'll try that for next week, maybe. So I have the synopsis here. This is from Scott N. Moyer, the playwright of Dietrich and Maria, and Treasure Island comes a story based on the myth of Pygmalion and Galatea. Piggy and Tiggy have been married for years. It's a classic thing where a man has fallen in love with an animate statue and kept her in a glass box for hundreds of years, and everyone who comes into their home acts normal about it. Things take a surprising turn when another woman shows up at their door. So it's here it says, what to expect, slapstick comedy, witty dialogue, and a dash of murder. Audiences can expect to be delighted by spellbinding characters, hilarious slapstick comedy, sharp and witty dialogue, and a dash of murder. Warning, you might just get a corpse on your lap. Not a real one, just an actor. It's going to be a fun show. And the approximate rating is PG-13. So this is going to be... It's also in Steinbeck, but... it will be at the Rachel Brown Theater in the Exchange District. And that is, that's going to be on, Friday, February 13th, and a few other dates in Steinbeck. And then in Winnipeg at the Rachel Brown Theater at 211 Bannatyne Avenue on Saturday, February 28th, just one day. And that's at 7 p.m. So I'll see if I can get the actual interview for next week, but that's something that you might want to consider. And then if, I guess also I often like to talk about some of the books that I've reviewed, and one of them is called, So one of them that I enjoyed quite a bit, even though the recipes in there would be far too difficult for me, is called Cassolet Confessions, Food, France, Family, and the Stew That Saved My Soul by Sylvie Bigar, B-I-G-A-R, and that's by Hardy Grant Books, and it's 160 pages. So here's my review of that. Food is common to everyone, but not everyone connects to it as deeply as food writer Sylvie Bigar does in her investigation of a French stew called cassolet. In Cassolet Confessions, Food, France, Family, and the Stew That Saved My Soul, Bigar explores her own life and heritage in relation to the traditional dish that has a closer connection than she first realizes. Bigar is an award-winning writer who grew up in Geneva, Switzerland, and lives in New York City. She has written for publications including National Geographic Traveler, The New York Times, and Bon Appetit, as well as other periodicals in French or English. As a food writer and cook, Bigar is accustomed to examining the history behind different foods and the influence they have on the community. While she grew up in Switzerland, she never knew about cassolet until adulthood, when she began to explore the origins and varieties of this traditional stew. Cassolet is a traditional French stew which includes duck, ham, beans, and a variety of other ingredients. Bigar describes her own quest to understand the origins of the stew, while also learning how to dismember a pig and investigating variations on the basic recipe. Along the way, she reflects on her own family history, looking for connections. Bigar's heritage is Jewish, and she relates her ancestors' escape from Nazi-occupied France in the 1940s as she considers how her life connects with her food-related quest. Although cassolet was not part of her family's menu in her childhood, a traditional Jewish dish from Eastern Europe closely resembles the French casserole. This connection helps her to understand and appreciate the role of food, family, and heritage even more than before. And so this book is simultaneously a travel story, family history, and cookbook, making it a good choice for people with a variety of interests. The writing style is easy to read and engaging, and the author includes several recipes at the end for any readers brave enough to try making duck confit or to spend 2 or 3 days making a casserole. Even readers who have little interest in complicated recipes could find many fascinating stories in Castlelake Confessions. Most will identify with the idea of food as part of their heritage and connect the author's words with their own memories of eating traditional foods or preserving recipes they remember from childhood. So if you're interested in food and specifically in this French dish, Castlelake Confessions is a good book to try. So we're coming to the end of the show for today, but I hope you'll stay tuned for Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. And I hope I'll have the interview with Scott Moyer for next week. So thanks for listening and have a great week.
What do you read, my lord?
Words. Words. Words.
This is the end of Bookworm on CQW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for today, and I hope that you have been inspired to pick up a new book to read. Be sure to tune in next week for more discussions about books, and thanks for listening.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Diversity Food Services. Diversity is a social enterprise committed to a just and fair food economy in Winnipeg. Sleepy Owl at 751 Wall Street is part of the Diversity Food Service family. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Sleepy Owl Bread is a small craft bakery specializing in artisan bread and delicious pastries using fair trade, organic, and certified sustainable suppliers.
You're tuned to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg Radio, made possible by generous listener support.
With your CKUW Friends Card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a Friends Card, your dollars get you more at
Kincaid Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start and or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out the Bella Vista Nights every Wednesday for free live music, sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a Friends Card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.